The 12-step fellowships are just full of retarded cunts. And they just try on just every fucking insane... There's people I'd like to reach through the screen and just break their fucking necks. You know what I mean? They are just so bad, so impossible, so fucking... Such fucking assholes. They're liars, they're gossips, they're bloody all sorts of mental shit that they try on and, you know, kick you out of the meeting because they just, they're insane. Or they don't like you, like it when you stand up to them saying it's none of your fucking business what picture I use, you know. So turn the fucking camera back on, asshole. Oh, you can't say. You know, it's none of their fucking business to turn your camera off. And when you get up them, oh, you don't go, oh, please, Daddy, please be nice to me. I promise I'll be good and I'll only put up pictures you like. It's none of your fucking business, you know. So turn the camera on, because if we were face to face, I'd leap across the desk and just put your head through it, you know. And anyway, here's this fucking cunt in this meeting. His name's whatever, forget. JB, I think his name was. Is. So he says the picture that I'm using, that I created, partly I did a lot of work to it, it was old, you know what I mean, but I upgraded it. But he says that picture and starts at the end of the meeting going, oh, what's the story with that picture, mate? Oh, you know, like as if I owe him an explanation. I don't. It's my picture. And I'll use it if I want to, you know. And, oh, could you just lead us through it, mate? What do you mean with the monkey on the left? Oh, what's that all about? Oh, you know. And I didn't tell him to fuck off and mind his own business, you know. I just, the meeting was over. You know, I'd been just sitting in there listening. And so then I just closed it and fucking got on with other things. But today, a day or two later, he's in the same meetings on a different day, and he's in there, you know, and I paid attention to who was, you know, chairing the meeting, and I just watched his expression. I thought, this guy's going to get iron barred down a dark alley, you know. You know, he carries on like that, him with a skin full of piss and a big mouth, and he's fucking, you're going to do what I say to do type attitude, you know. Someone will fucking do him, you know. And so I was between... At 4 o'clock in the morning, I'd found all my Christmas... I'd pulled out the packet of Christmas lights I'd bought the day before and thought, oh, let's plug this in and turn them on, you know. Let's see how... Oh, they're lovely, you know. But between that and hanging them up when the sun comes up, you know, I thought, I know, I'll celebrate Christmas and put them around my fucking head and turn the camera on in the meeting, you know. So that lasts about 20 seconds because he decides he doesn't like it and I shouldn't be doing it. So it's none of his business. And, you know, so I railed him, you know. I confronted him in the meeting about doing that shit, you know. I confronted him about, you know, having to go at me over the fucking, you know, over the picture that I used a day or two beforehand, you know. And I confronted him about turning my fucking camera off, you know. I told him to turn it fucking back on because it's not, you know, and he's just, you know. And what he did is he kicked me out of the fucking meeting, which is fine, you know what I mean? Because you watch people like that, what they do, where they end up, and then, you know, you're pissing on... you get to piss on their graves, you know? And But that's good. You just watch them. There's lessons in what they do and what where they end up. You know what I mean? And yeah, so he. But watch him. Watch him in the meeting. Watch him. Watch him real close. Watch his eyes. Look at his madness. See what he's thinking and what he's doing. And you just got it. These fucking cunts are everywhere. And it's up to the people to stand up for themselves. It's also for the groups, people in the group, to not put up with. To not put up with their shit. To stand up for themselves and count for something and do something about making the world a better place by making themselves a better person rather than just being fucking agreeable bloody shills, you know. Oh, if they don't like me, I can't come here. Oh, you know, we can start up another fucking meeting, you know. Anyway, I'll get going.